Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at Queen Elizabeth, and this week you're looking at the Queen of Crime, presumably not Agatha Christie.
No, not Agatha Christie. This lady she has a definite claim to Essex fame. Born in Chelmsford in 1892.
Yeah.
Some people might already have guessed. Ursula Bloom.
Right.
Now, Ursula Bloom got her start as a crime reporter.
Uh-huh.
Hence, the Queen of Crime tag. We all know she went on to write books. She wrote historical fiction. She wrote romances. She wrote social history. So, you know, quite a wide portfolio. But she was on occasion nicknamed the Queen of Crime by virtue of the fact that she got her start as a journalist, crime reporter for a local paper.
Right.
And she enjoys the title of one of the most prolific female authors. And I think that's the title. She's probably up there with the leaders even today, because some figures put her output as high as 550 books.
Good heavens, that's a lot.
Which is quite an amazing achievement, really. But yeah, she's very much Essex-born. Some of the authors who moved into Essex weren't Essex-born. She was born in Chelmsford. And she also has another claim to Essex fame. One of her pen names that she wrote under, and she wrote under several, was Mary Essex.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, interesting connection in many areas. But the undisputed queen of crime, as far as authors go, has to be Marjorie Allingham, I think, as far as the Essex connection goes.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week then?
Next week, I'm looking at another famous author, well, famous in his day, male author this time, who had a very famous literary friend.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.